19. EQ is more important than IQ. I saw in the news yesterday that a college student in Beijing killed himself by jumping off a building. Just since the beginning of this year, Beijing has already seen 15 college students commit suicide. To me, this is a really worrisome trend.
Wow, that's terrible. But in China, many people envy college students. They're the pride of their parents, and they have such a bright future. Why would someone like that want to kill himself?
I think there are many reasons why college students or recent graduates might feel unhappy or feel like they're under a lot of pressure. They might feel desperate because they're failing in their studies, or they're having a hard time finding a job. They might have broken up with their boyfriend or girlfriend, or they could be facing financial pressures, or there might have been a death or other crisis in the family.
But these are all external factors. I think the internal factors play at least as big a role. I wonder if there's something particular to these college students that makes them more emotionally fragile.
Well, nowadays most college students in China are only children. If their parents have always helped them solve their problems, they don't have experience overcoming obstacles, and they can't deal with things on their own very well. Once they encounter a problem that's a little hard to solve, they lose all confidence. And a few feel so desperate that they impulsively decide to commit suicide.
Have you heard about this idea called EQ? It's like IQ, but instead of measuring how smart you are, it's a way of thinking about how good a person is at dealing with the emotional aspects of life. It seems to me that the current educational model puts too much emphasis on IQ and not enough on EQ. And maybe that's part of the reason things turn out so tragically sometimes.
That's interesting. So instead of just depending on education, IQ, family background, and luck, maybe success depends on a person's EQ as well.
Oh, definitely. In fact, it's becoming more and more common for companies to give a questionnaire to job applicants that tries to determine the person's EQ, in addition to looking at their school and employment history.
Then it really is important for our educational system to help students become more emotionally mature and self-reliant. Because in addition to preventing really tragic outcomes like suicide, a good EQ is important for everyone's success.
I agree.
Thank you.